broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you doing? Well, I've brought some things to show you. Can you imagine what might be in here? Well, some of them are noisemakers. Yeah, some of the things in here. Here's a noisemaker. There's one. That's like a bell, isn't it? That's a second one. And here's the third one. Three noisemakers. Could you imagine what a quiet maker would look like? It's quiet. Here we are, making quiet together. Quiet making. Now, I want you to see this. This is a little tape recorder. And I thought I'd record the sound of one of those noisemakers and then play it back. Let's see, I'll use this one. Now let's listen to it. There. Now I have one other tape of different sounds that I'd like to play for you. Now these are sounds of different things that other people have recorded. See if we can tell what they are. Oh, but before I turn it on, you know, there are some people who aren't able to hear well. And they often watch people's mouths so they can tell what the people are saying. So I'm going to whisper what the sounds on this tape are for anyone who wants to read my lips. Okay? Bird singing. It was a bird singing. Car starting. It was a car starting. Wave coming to shore. Coming to shore. F sharp bell ringing. Knock on a door. Oh, that's a real knock on the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Chuck Aber.
Hello, welcome, Fred. Chuck. Well, thank you.
Well, you're certainly dressed fancy.
Isn't this a fancy outfit?
I should say.
I'm helping with the parade today.
Oh, good.
That's why I'm dressed like this. And Mr. McFeely told me that you had a noisemaker I might be able to borrow for a while.
Oh, I have three of them. You're welcome to choose.
Great.
Take your choice.
All right, I'll try this one. I like that. Mm-hmm. How does this sound?
That's how you do it.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah. The one with the stars.
Oh, I like this one the best. That's really noisy.
You're welcome to it.
Oh, thank you. It's perfect.
How would you say noisemaker in sign language?
Noisemaker. You know? I don't think there's a specific sign for noisemaker.
What about noisy?
Oh, noisy, yes.
This way?
Mm-hmm. Noisy.
Noisy.
Right.
And what about quiet?
Oh, quiet is...
Can you do that?
Quiet.
Quiet. I like them both.
So do I.
What's that mean?
It means you have a nice smile.
Oh, how do you do that? How do you say that?
Your smile is nice.
Hold on. Your smile, nice. If I played that song on the piano, would you sing it?
Oh, I'd love to, yes. I have an idea. If you play it, why don't I sing it and sign it?
And sign it.
And sign it.
Good. Here we go.
Thank
you. Over the piano.
It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful, something to shout about. Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear, it's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face. Think of something wonderful. Oh, that makes me smile.
That is something wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'd better get over to the parade.
Okay.
Thank you for the song, and thank you for the noisemaker. It'll be great. I'll get it back to you as soon as I can.
You're welcome, Chuck.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Farewell. Our good neighbor Chuck Aber. Yeah. He's going to the parade. When I was a boy, I loved to make up parades. I'd march all through the house pretending I was in a parade. I think I'll just play some parade music for you, if you'd like to march around. Thinking, smiles are such quiet things. Now that we've had the parade music, why don't we just try smiling quietly? Did your smile make any noise? And yet, when people see smiles, they usually love them. Somewhere here, I have a book of smiles that I'd like to show you. It's in one of my drawers. Here it is. Smiles.
miles.
Now there's the smile of somebody whom you've just seen. Who is it? Chuck Aber. There's a smile of Mr. McFeely. And whose smile is that? Maggie Stewart. Do you know whose smile that is? Bob Trow. You know Marlon Barnett and her smile. You know whose smile that is? Betty Aberlin. Lots of smiles. I like that book. Just looking at these smiles makes me smile. Did you ever notice that? When you see somebody smile or somebody laugh, sometimes you want to smile or laugh yourself. Well, let's put this book back and have some make-believe, right? Can you smile, Trolley? Well, some people in make-believe are getting all dressed up for a parade, too. But X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat are hiding in Lady Elaine's museum go-round. They're not smiling. They're scared of something. We may know what it is, but we're not absolutely sure. So let's just pretend some more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay, neighborhood of make-believe.
As well, Trolley. Oh, Trolley! Would you like to be in the parade too? Great, wait right there. How about wearing this? You're welcome. We'll start in a little while as soon as we're all together. See you then.
Hello, Mr. Aber.
Oh, hi, Prince Tuesday.
Could you help me, Mr. Aber?
Of course, I'll try. What would you like me to do?
Would you please speak into this tape recorder?
All right. What would you like me to say?
Just something like the rest of us said.
What's that?
You can hear it. Just press that button.
Which one, the gray button?
Yes.
All right.
Dear Henrietta and X, we hope you'll be in our parade.
X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat, I presume. You may come to the castle parade.
Hello, X and Henrietta.
It's you.
Nobody will hurt you.
Hi, X and Hen. This is Daniel Tiger. And I get scared sometimes, too. But I'll take care of you if you come. Lady Aberlin will be dressed like a fish.
Speaking of Lady Aberlin.
Oh.
Hello,
hi, cousin.
We were just hearing about you on the tape machine.
Oh, I'm going to swim in the parade. But I surely wish that X and Henrietta would join us.
Would you put a message on the tape too, Lady A?
Of course. Turn it on and I'll talk.
All right.
Hello, X and Henrietta. Everybody's getting dressed up and we want you both to be with us.
Oh, and some of the costumes look like people from other planets.
And other oceans.
Please be in our parade. Love from your friends.
Now, who will take it to them?
I will. I'll swim it right over to the museum.
Okay. Call if you need us.
Daniel and Mother and Dad will be here any time now.
Here I go.
Okay.
Thank you. noisemaker, Lady Elaine.
Well, I thought I'd give them a little fun, even if they won't come out of the S room.
Would you play this tape for X and Henrietta?
What's it about?
It's about how much everybody wants them to be in the parade.
Oh, sure, I'll play it. But they say they just want to stay in the S room.
S for scared and safe?
That's it.
Well, try it anyway. I'll wait out here and swim while you're gone.
Can't hurt.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think of a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and we'll be true to you.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting till something's through.
You know it's really all right.
In fact, it's downright quite bright.
To think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
Any luck?
Well, Lady Elaine took the machine.
Hey, I think it's working.
Hey.
Oh,
hello,
hi, X.
Yeah, did you mean what you said on here?
Oh, I surely did mean it.
Did you mean what you said, Neighbor Aber?
You mean about some of the costumes looking like people from other planets?
Yeah, that part.
Sure. Prince Tuesday, Daniel Tiger, and HJ all look like they're from other planets just for fun.
Okay. Henrietta, come here.
Yeah?
There are friends wearing costumes, Han.
Yeah, are?
They're not really from other planets. They're just Daniel, Prince, and H.J.
Meow, true?
True.
Just like I'm not really a fish, I'm just dressed up like one.
Meow, meow, relief, meow.
Will you be in the parade?
We don't have anything to wear in it.
I've got enough noisemakers for us all, and I'll look for some extra hats.
Oh, great. We'll meet at the castle and start from there.
This will be a great parade.
Good for you all. See you there, Toots.
Oh, this is so amusing, don't you think, Sarah?
It brings back wonderful memories for me.
Yes, I've always loved a parade. Oh, here comes Aber and Abu. Yes, here they are. Neighbor Aber and Lady Evelyn Fish, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Very good.
Tuesday, your recording worked.
Oh, I'm really glad.
What good ideas you have.
Thanks.
Yes, he does. Now, parade people all assembled, I presume.
Correct as usual, Happy Friday.
So, here comes the trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Very good trolley. It seems to me that the parade could begin.
Hooray!
So, Henrietta and X didn't know that the people in costumes were their friends. They thought they were strangers. They thought they were from someplace way out in the sky. Well, can you imagine them parading in their different costumes now and making all different noises through the neighborhood of make-believe? Why don't you close your eyes and think about that as I play that parade music? Think about the neighbors in the neighborhood of make-believe parading along, marching along in a parade. Ready? Close your eyes. Now, can you think of them in a quiet parade? Have you ever heard of a quiet parade? Now, they'll not be making any noises at all, but they'll be tiptoeing along in the quiet parade. Well, there's a knock. Let's see who's at the door. middle of our quiet parade, there's Marlon Barnett.
Hi, Fred.
How are you, Marlon?
Okay. Do you have time for some exercises?
I have time for exercises with you. Sure.
Right.
You know my television neighbor?
Yes, I do.
Marlon Barnett. What do you have for us today?
I heard you were working on some quiet and noisy things.
Yeah?
So I have some quiet, noisy exercises.
Great.
Okay, let's start with relaxing our legs so they're slightly bent.
A little bent.
Okay. Yes. Now we're going to take a step over. We're going to bend. Good.
That way.
And back to center. That's right. And step the other way, bending both legs.
Always keeping them like that. Huh?
Pointing forward.
Okay.
And back to center. Step over. Back to center. Step over. That's great. Now that's not too noisy, is it?
No, it's not. Pretty quiet.
It is, but if we want to be together and we want to stay on beat, clap. Every time the foot steps down. Great. Now let's count. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, and three, and four. Nice and noisy.
I'll say.
And it's fun. We can work together. All right, now let me show you a quiet one.
Right.
Sometimes when you're doing quiet exercises, you don't have to move at all. So what I'm going to do is put one foot forward, and I'm going to stretch those muscles back here, but this is still bent. And I'm going to lean forward to get a nice stretch and just hold it. I want you to lean forward.
Like that?
Lean forward over the leg. That's it.
Can you feel that
stretch?
My, yeah.
And we hold our stretch, and sometimes we can count very quietly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, now we get up. You feel that back there?
I sure can.
Oh, it feels great.
And then do you stretch the other way as well?
Yes, we do. Let's try that. Bend forward. Okay, now bend forward from the waist, over this way. That's it. You're turning so that your body is right over that leg.
Oh, I see. Over that one.
So it's not here, but it's right over the leg. And then you feel that stretch, the back of the leg.
Sure can.
And we hold that too.
Now these are stretching exercises.
Yes, they are. And they're very important before you start exercising, before you get into really big exercises.
Before you run or anything.
Before you run and after exercise, you want to stretch and relax.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did you ever try this?
A balancing exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good for the leg also. But it's easy when you're working together because it's hard. You see how you were shaking a little bit?
Uh-huh.
When you work together, then we can balance each other.
Oh, that's much easier to hold somebody else's hand.
Yes, it is.
And then on the other foot.
That's it. When we balance and we hold each other.
Yeah.
That's quiet too.
Oh, much easier. Yeah. Once more here.
Relax and breathe while you're exercising. Sometimes people hold their breath, and we don't want to do that. We want to be relaxed. I like that one. You thought of that one yourself.
Would you do a favor for me?
I'd be glad to.
I have a little tape recorder inside. Would you tape something on it? I'd just like to have your voice on the tape.
Oh, that sounds
would
like
you?
Fun.
Come
yes.
Right over here. I have to change the tape, but now if I press these two buttons and you just say something and then just pause and then say it again.
Okay. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you.
Good.
Was that okay?
Perfect. Now let me see. How do I work this now? And then you... If you want to hear it, let's see.
I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you.
That's me.
That's you. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I need to get back to the school.
Oh, that school's lucky to have you, Marlon.
It's always fun exercising with you.
Thanks.
I'm holding you. Bye-bye.
Bye, my dear. You see what I did? I nearly fell over this corner here. Yeah. But if you do exercises,
If you start to fall, you can come right back up. Yep. Oh, we have to feed the fish. Whew. Don't want to forget you, fish. Noisy and quiet. There are all kinds of ways of remembering people. By their sounds.
I'll be thinking about you.
By their looks. And by the way you feel about them. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. What do we have left here? That one. And that one.
I'll be thinking about you.
I'll be thinking about you. Yes, and I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.